senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We're streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, Gates Country, USA, Trump Country, big time. Thanks for joining us, whether you're listening live. Hey, what's up? Whether you're listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network streaming 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcast app, however you're listening, thank you so very much for tuning in, downloading. You're not tuning. On the wireless.
Does Trump still have herpes, or what does he have?
He said it's paper cuts from reading,
paper cuts.
From working so much.
He did not say
he
that.
He did say that.
What a liar.
I think so. I'm going to look that up.
You're so gross, Donald. Oh, God damn.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy something at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. And thanks for joining us on, if you're still hanging in there, on Elon's shit show on the X. It's a good way to message us. It's kind of the way to message us.
I would be just fine with splitting this country down the middle and everybody going back about their separate fucking ways. But, you know, I'm
afraid.
You sound
like Marjorie.
No, but for the good people. I'm afraid our rent will go up so much.
That's what she thinks, too.
Well, I don't care what she thinks. She's a little Nazi fuck. You know what she's famous for? Chasing down David Hogg. And now she's a representative.
And didn't she yell stuff into AOC's mail slot? And that's not a euphemism?
Yes, she has.
for all that.
And also, didn't she outwear the
all the sexy fanfic that's out there?
Didn't she out the location of the speaker during January 6th on Twitter? Did she not?
Was that her or was that Boebert?
Why couldn't it have been both? Say I. I mean, yeah, sure.
One of them said the speaker has left the chamber or something like that.
Think it was you, Marjorie. I know it, Marjorie.
I thought it was Boebert. But
listen, I hate to be negative, Marjorie. I know that you're going to be, if Trump wins, you'll be Secretary of State. It'll be Madam Secretary Marjorie Taylor fucking Greene, because this is the dumb country we fucking live in. But God damn. What do you explain? Like, if someone asked you your story, like, how did I get into politics? What do you say? I first found a place in politics after I was terrorizing a survivor of a mass shooting at a school. And that's what I used to do. I used to run around and say that he was a crisis actor. What would she say about David Hogg?
All of the above. That he wasn't even, you weren't even there, were you? And shit like that. All the fake conspiracy theories.
Will she face a tough confirmation hearing for Secretary of State?
She won't be Secretary of State.
Okay, sure. Who would be then? That would be much better for him when he's president. If he wins, everybody votes.
Stephen Miller.
No, he's AG. We talked about this.
I thought Judge Judy was AG.
Janine Pirro?
Or Rudy, Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy. Does Rudy get a gig?
He better damn well get a pardon or he's fucked.
Well, I mean, in the administration, does he get a gig or is he
Trump would throw some bone to Rudy. I can't think after all this.
How about ambassador someplace?
Sure.
Here comes our ambassador.
Rudy, we're going to send you to the Vatican.
Don't unzip your pants. Please. For many reasons.
Send them to whoever we hate the most.
Is Rudy even in the news? Probably not. With all
oh, yeah, yeah. I got a rooster.
Really? That's nice.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for listening on this special day where...
Yes, thanks for nothing, Jesus.
In the past, we used to focus on cross-shaped, mostly, incursions into our orifices.
Shove it in there.
These days... ever since the Trump era, it's kind of every day has to be a Faithless Friday because there's too many fucking stories of these Christo fascists, these white Christian nationalists.
And they're weird.
That are trying to take over the whole goddamn country.
And they're fucked up people. These aren't normal people. These are radicalized loons that bust nuts over wanting to put cement statues of the Ten Commandments in post offices, schools.
Right.
Starbucks, Chick-fil-A's.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there is a Ten Commandments in the Chick-fil-A at the drive-thru when you go.
Oh,
when you go through.
God.
You know there is. It's got to be.
You sure it's not the Ten Condiments?
Nine! Oh, that's funny.
Over at the cummy pinko liberal HuffPost. Yeah, this is ridiculous. Again. This makes me crazy that all of the droolers who don't know how a fucking movie set works.
I saw this Alec Baldwin shit.
Alec Baldwin charged with involuntary manslaughter.
I mean,
a grand jury indicted Alec Baldwin on Friday on involuntary manslaughter charge in a 2021 fatal shooting during a rehearsal on a movie set, New Mexico. Reviving a dormant case against the A-list actor, says the HuffPo.
Is this not because some prosecutor is trying to 100% grab some headlines or some shit like this?
100%, 100%.
And it's 100%. Alec Baldwin, who everybody hates,
and
guess.
It's some, I'm sure it's some MAGA prosecutor.
I think it's not, though. I believe it's a left-leaning, I thought.
You know what? I think that's true.
Right.
I think the AG there. But it's New Mexico.
Maybe it what?
It's New Mexico left.
Oh, yeah.
Special prosecutors brought the case before a grand jury in Santa Fe this week, months after receiving a new analysis of the gun that was used. So he was claiming that it just went off.
Yeah.
And they, gun people, some scientists, I guess, checked it out.
And they say he fired.
And they say there's no way it could have just gone off, that he would have had to have physically pulled the trigger.
Jeez, man. You know, but he didn't know the bullet was in there. There's not supposed to be a fucking bullet in there. Because they have someone whose job it is to make sure there's not a bullet in there. But that guy, if I remember correctly, is a tremendous fuckhead, along with another AD or something that were fucking around with the ammunition and shooting a gun in the desert somewhere. And then, you know, because there weren't even supposed to be live rounds with the gun, and that was on the armorer.
Right, and somebody had quit the day before, even worried about safety concerns.
What happened was they cut a lot of people. They cut their budget, and the armorer had to do other things because they fired the person.
Right.
So the one time you think you would need the armorer on set when all the guns are getting shot, who knows what this fucking guy was doing?
Baldwin, lead actor and co-producer on the Western movie Rust, was pointing a gun at cinematographer Helena Hutchins during a rehearsal on a movie set outside Santa Fe in October 21, when the gun went off, killing her and wounding director Joel Souza. Baldwin said he pulled back the hammer, but not the trigger, and the gun fired. Judges recently agreed to put on hold several civil lawsuits seeking compensation from Baldwin and the producers of Rust after prosecutors said they would present charges to a grand jury.
Oh, fuck. The grand jury there in New Mexico is going to be like, hell yeah, let's indict this fuck, right?
Special prosecutors dismissed an involuntary manslaughter charge against him in April, saying they were informed the gun might have been modified before the shooting and malfunctioned. They later pivoted and began weighing whether to refile a charge against him after receiving a new analysis of the gun. The analysis from experts in ballistics and forensic testing. Dog, what are you doing to me?
She's losing her mind.
She's poking me in the leg. What? You just got your contour,
bro? This seems like bullshit. It's like, oh, we have a new ballistics report right now. Here's a new one. Because this prosecutor says, ooh, maybe I'll get some traction off going after Alec Baldwin.
The analysis relied on replacement parts to reassemble the gun fired by Baldwin after parts of the pistol were broken during testing by the FBI. The report examined the gun and markings it left on a spent cartridge to conclude that the trigger had to have been pulled or depressed.
Yes. But how? But it didn't have to have a bullet in it, though.
Well, that's the thing.
And the way I understand it. But why would it? Why would there be a? Why would he? Why would he think there's a bullet in there?
The assistant director and safety coordinator David Halls pleaded no contest to unsafe handling of a firearm last month, and received a suspended sentence of 6 months of probation. He agreed to cooperate in the investigation. An earlier FBI report on the agency's analysis, the FBI report.
Yes.
Found that, as is common with firearms of that design, it could go off without pulling the trigger if force was applied to an uncocked hammer, such as by dropping the weapon.
Oh, my God. This is too... He is not the armorer. He is the dumbass fucking moronic actor holding the gun in the scene.
This is insane. The filming of Rust resumed last year in Montana under an agreement with the cinematographer's widower, Matthew Hutchins, that made him an executive producer on the on the movie.
God, I mean, you know, I like Alec Baldwin a lot. I don't think he did this on purpose.
Oh, of course not.
He wasn't at fault.
Right.
I think this armorer is a fuckhead. And I think if Alec Baldwin has any responsibility, it's the fact that he's a producer. And they cut their budget, and they didn't want to pay enough people to work on that set. And that's what fucking happened. I remember this story now. So if anything, there's where he's liable. He's part of the suits that decided, hey, man, we want to save on our budget.
I did an industrial for the Army once.
Yeah.
And it was about some new comms, like, field unit that they were showing off. And I, of course, was the geeky, skinny tech guy that was running the comms unit. So, but I had to have a gun, it might have been real. I don't know.
Yeah.
On my back.
Did you get to shoot it?
No. But there were guys running around holding them. And we had... Like, all the time, there were people on us about those guns and how to handle them and what to do. And we had a meeting that was like a half hour long before at the beginning of the production that was all about the weapons.
It's not casual, and they might not even let you. I mean, people, I guess the rednecks are saying that he should have checked to make sure there wasn't one in the chamber or something.
But for him to have done that, he would have had to, because they use dummy rounds because they're revolvers. So if the camera pans over, you could see that there's no fucking bullets in the chambers.
Yeah.
So they put in dummy rounds, which are bullets that they just take all the powder out.
So they would look the same to Alec Baldwin.
Exactly. So is he supposed to take it out?
Examine it?
And pull it apart and make sure there's no powder in there and then put it back in. It's just ridiculous.
It is fucking crazy.
And if he pulled the trigger, I mean, involuntary manslaughter, maybe. You shouldn't pull the trigger. If it was what he did and he was just a lion.
Right.
Which is possible.
But now they have a new forensic report saying he pulled the trigger. This is a new report. As opposed to, I don't know what the old report was, but here's a new one. That would be weird to me if I was his lawyer. Be like, hey, what's with the new report? What was wrong with the fucking old one? I mean...
Well, I'm sure that's...
I mean, are you bullshitting me?
Where they'll go, yeah.
It seems like this prosecutor just wants to, you know, get Alec Baldwin.
You know, and will he see jail time? I would hope not. I would think not.
God,
but
imagine to be his cellmate. Oh, my God.
But
poor person.
I can just imagine the maggotry losing their minds. Why isn't he... He should be hanged. He should kill him. He's guilty of murder.
Let me tell you something. When we have President Trump, I wouldn't doubt that. I wouldn't doubt that whatsoever. Ooh, why don't we hang Alec Baldwin in the town square?
Yeah.
I can do that.
Do my voice again, Alec.
Mr. President, your fingers are bleeding on me. Oh, my God. I've got the syphilis.
Syphilis.
I dip my fingers in syphilis.
So there you go. That's the headline over to the HuffPo.
What's worse, pudding fingers or syphilis fingers? Quickly, what do you think is worse? Governor
well, you could wash off, you could wash off the pudding.
President syphilis fingers.
Yeah.
Can we have people that don't do weird things with their fingers lead our country? Could we?
We also have in the news over the Drudge Report.
Nine!
Let's see what's going on.
Oh, God!
Over there. Stocks all-time high. It was a good stock day.
Yeah.
But it's, then it says house sales slowest in 29 years.
Oh, shit. So thanks, Biden or Obama. Who do we blame? Jesus. Yeah.
The rich people that are
oh.
that are driving the stock prices up.
You rich fucks, you.
I'm sure they'll share all the money in the profits that they make, right? Trickle down, right?
Sure, if we make them. Absolutely, they'll share. How about some trickle down, you fuck?
So those are your headlines. I mean, stock's all time high. Although, let me check just to make sure. Is it? Yeah, it's market closed a while ago. Let me check.
Oh.
The... Because every index was in the green today.
Thanks, Biden.
And all the big heavy hitters were in the green today.
But still.
Except one red spot.
Yes.
It was Tesla.
Why, though? Why?
Is when it, I was looking, it looks like it rebounded in the last hour
why,
a little bit.
Why does Tesla suck so much, you know, dick?
Expert opinion is that it was grossly overvalued when it started then did go down and then went up again, way overvalued.
Wouldn't it bother you if you bought a Tesla and you're like, oh my gosh, this thing could go 900 hours before pooping out and needing a charge, and then now it turns out it's like 3 or 4 hours down the street. Right. Can't even get to the liquor store. Now I sound like Trump making fun of it. Is he happy about the Tesla news then? Because that's his little Nazi friend.
I think he kind of likes Elon, I think.
Do they
Although
like
hasn't
each
Elon
other?
Hasn't Elon criticized him in the past before,
though? Oh, I hope
though?
Not. I hope not.
I thought he did.
Is it true Joe Rogan's going to be Trump's press secretary?
Yeah, now why would Rogan
you got ideas.
Take that pay cut?
No, that's true. This guy has ideas all the time.
I don't think Trump would like him getting high all day.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, who knows what Trump's like? He's slurring his... He's dragging his syphilis snail trail all over the fucking place. He's so fucking gross. It's unreal.
S&P 500 rallied 1% to an all-time high, surpassing the previous record set in 2022, is the headline.
Do you think people like being around him, or they're just hoping to get some
Who are we talking about?
Do the maggots even like him?
Who?
Trump. Would the maggots even like hanging around with him? I mean, he smells so bad, and he's so creepy. He probably hit on their wives.
Yeah, they love it.
The daughters, especially.
Sure. They'd love it. Here, take her. Ugh. Take her, Mr. President.
It's an offering to the one anointed by God.
Right.
Our dear leader, please take my daughter.
Take my daughter, please. Speaking of the Trumpster.
Nine!
The Trumpster fire. We have the headline here. As soon as I get rid of this ad.
That corpulent
bullshit.
Little fucking orange Nazi looks like shit lately, man.
As reports of the tightening polls emerge from New Hampshire, former President Donald Trump is returning to a time-tested approach to get Republican votes. Radicalized dog whistles of his opponent. And now the target is Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley.
I think she's got a new nickname.
Oh, what is it?
Haley was born in the U.S. to Indian parents who immigrated as an academic family in 1964. She was born in 1972
yes.
as Nimrata Nikki Randhawa.
Okay.
Before taking her husband's last name when she was married, according to USA Today Fact Checked, Haley did not whitewash her name. She has gone by her middle name, Nikki, a Punjabi name meaning little one since she was born.
But she sure as shit would if she thought it would help, believe me.
None of this matters to Trump, even though he hired her to serve as UN ambassador. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Now she's the rival. And he's begun to refer to her only as Nimrata, evoking the very same dog whistle attacks he made against former President Barack Obama when he repeatedly used name Hussein.
Do you remember that?
Barack Hussein Obama.
You know, the white people in the South just didn't like that at all.
Now that she's getting close to Trump, he's taken to calling her Nimrata with a D.
Is this a, this is something the Republicans do. They use racism.
on Friday morning, he trotted out a new and juvenile insult.
No.
I don't know what it means. Calling her Nimbra.
Nimbra.
Nimbra?
Listen, Nimbra.
Which may have some, this is Mediaite, says, which may have some deeper meaning or could just be a sign of mental decline.
Why couldn't it be both, though, man? It could be both. Kafefi. Nimra, Kafefi.
Trump posted, Governor Chris Sununu, the now failing governor of New Hampshire, where I'm beating his endorsed candidate, Nimbra, by big numbers, and DeSanctimonious by even bigger numbers. Should spend more time keeping Democrats from voting in the Republican primary. How ridiculous is that? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Anyway,
it doesn't matter because Nimbra doesn't have what it takes. She's weak on China, Russia, Nimbra. Borders, and crimes, but never saw a war she didn't like. I defeated ISIS, rebuilt our military, and brought our soldiers back home. I hope Sununu's endorsement of Nimbra has more strength than Kim Reynolds' Iowa endorsement of DeSantis. How did that work out?
God.
All caps. Make America great again.
Everybody's getting shade on that. Kim Reynolds got shade. Nimbra. Nimbra?
Nimbra. Nimbra.
Nimbra. Nimbra.
I don't know what that means.
It's just weird. He's just weird. You know, Trump is just a fucked up old dude that, you know,
He's a racist and way into Nazis.
And he knows his violence.
He knows his audience.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Nimbra, you see that? Mr. Trump called her Nimbra.
I mean, this guy should be, I his behavior during that E. Jean Carroll trial is just, this guy is a fucking monster. He doesn't give a shit. But he's so, like, he looks like shit, though, man. Do you know what I mean?
He's tired, man.
He looks bad.
He's having to do shit. He's having to go places during the day and stuff.
Like court and stuff?
Yeah.
He didn't have to go to all those court appearances.
And then go to, like, fundraisers and then go to hate rallies.
Do you think he spent enough time in New Hampshire to beat Nimbraba? Nimbroba?
Probably. I mean, he'll probably win, but it would be great if she won. He would be really pissed.
Right.
He's going to say it was stolen. That's the news. Those are the headlines.
Yay!
I saw another story today.
Nimbra.
A new report claims resounding evidence shows that one of the main drivers of ongoing inflation,
yes,
is high corporate profits.
Hell yes, we've done this story.
And even as inflationary costs are dropping,
what?
They are keeping their prices high.
Hold on a second, fat fucks, you fat cats, you. We did this story already. They were already on notice for this.
The report compiled by the Groundwork Collaborative think tank found corporate profits accounted for over 53% of inflation during last year's second and third quarters. Profits drove just 11% of price growth in the 40 years prior.
Crazy. The people have to make these fuckheads pay more. This is insane because we already did this story.
And lower their profits.
We've been doing this story.
Lower their prices.
We talked about this. It's a consumer price index. They have to fix that. They have to fix that in a way so everybody gets to eat at the end of the fucking day. Not just these fucks that live in the Hollywood Hills.
One of the paper's co-authors said costs have come down substantially, and while corporations were quick to pass on their increased cost to consumers, they are surprisingly less quick to pass on the savings to consumers.
Oh, no fucking shit! These greedy little fucking pigs! You have to take the money. You have to rip the money from their piggy little fingers. Their piggy little greedy fucking sausage fingers. You have to tear every cent from them. They like their money, don't they?
Since the pandemic, inflation spiked in 2021. Many economists pointed to corporate profits or greedflation, and supply chain issues as a driver of high prices, while their more conservative counterparts singled out government stimulus cash and high wages.
No, no, no. These fucking CEOs got America when they were down.
High wages.
We're in the middle of a fucking pandemic, and now we're going to do inflation, and we're going to say it's because of supply chain issues in the pandemic. But what the truth is, they were taking profits.
But they're claiming high wages is a problem.
They're
lying. We need to pay people less, is what they're saying.
They're lying. They're getting to the interesting part of Les Mis right now. God damn it, motherfuckers.
The report's authors scoured corporate earnings calls and found executives bragging to shareholders about keeping their prices high and widening profit margins as input costs came down.
Input costs came down, whatever. People are fucking dying from this fucking pandemic. And these little greedy fucks. What companies? Like Johnson & Johnson.
All of them. I mean,
P&G,
really?
Walmart, Publix, Apple, yummy, yummy, yummy. We got to get rich while everybody's fucking dying. Man, fuck these guys. We've done this story. This is their second chance. It's your second warning.
Prices rose in 2021 as labor costs jumped and supply chain shocks from the pandemic and the Ukraine war snarled shipping traffic and left energy supplies in question, but those issues have in many cases been fully sorted out or are easing, and the labor market is stabilized. Many commodities and services producers' prices have actually decreased.
Here's what we're going to do. Because you guys did this, I'm President Pfeiffer. I'm taking control of all the Walmarts and Targets. And I'm saying...
You can't do that.
I can.
That's some Cuba shit.
But you gotta wait. Whatever. You gotta listen to my idea, though. Everybody's going. No price. Ring this shit. No, you can get as much as you want. You gotta ring it up. Nobody loses their job.
You must listen to
me.
My idea.
You gotta ring it up.
Can you do it in the original German?
No, nobody pays. Nobody pays shit.
Right.
The government, with all their money, I'm the government. I says, what is our bill at the end of the day? And Walmart's like, it's, you know, whatever they say. And I said, you know what? I am not paying it, but I will pay this. Because that's what you do to us. And now that's what we're doing to you, motherfuckers.
That's what Trump does.
No, I'm doing it for people, though. You could go to Walmart and get whatever you want because the government's going to pay for it. Because I'm negotiating with Walmart. It's like, you can negotiate me or I'm seizing your shit.
Well, that's not negotiation.
God damn it. But listen, man.
That's extortion.
But these evil fucks. People were dying in the pandemic. And why did all these nasty-ass corporations do, you vile fucks,
cha-ching,
you scrooges? You made money while people were dying.
Yeah. Welcome to
you
America.
You made money while people were dying, and you didn't do anything to help. You didn't do anything to fucking help. You could have been making masks. You could have all been figuring out ways to make more vaccine. No. Fuckheads.
How are they going to afford those mega submarines?
We've taken those, by the way. Those are mine. We've taken them every mega.
What are you going to do with them?
I don't know. Not let them have.
What are
them.
The people going to do?
This is a government
mega yacht submarine.
This is a government based on spite. Everybody's angry from that pandemic.
Another government based
Everybody's
on spite.
Everybody's angry from that pandemic. The way the corporates fucked us, and this is revenge. God damn it! Yes, I want the submarine. We'll do something with it. We'll melt that thing down and sell it. Sell it to some dumb fuck.
If we were really popular, they'd be playing this in a congressional hearing.
God, this is...
The Republicans would.
This is a character I'm playing.
See?
No, it's true. It's what... Listen, I'm talking about socialism. That is straight up socialism. Go to the store, buy what you want at Walmart. Hi, I'm the government. I'm paying for it. In fact...
Well, that's like pure socialism.
I need to pay for it because that's how it works. Because I have all the money. I have all the money, and so I am their only customer. So you're goddamn right we're negotiating, and you're goddamn right we're getting a good deal on this shit. It's the end of this corporatocracy bullshit. Greed is now outlawed. There's no more greed.
Good luck.
I'm the greed police, baby. Because this story is infuriating. That's infuriating.
Right? Yeah.
God, fuck that.
Well, we knew it. I mean, we, like you said, the story came out before, but now we just have more proof that
these
that
evil
another study that says that
evil vampires
profits are one of the main drivers right now. 5 times higher than the previous 40 years of having an effect on inflation.
You know, vampires just don't go away. I've never seen a vampire movie where it's like vampires like, well, hour and 20 minute mark, time for me to pack it up, going home, everybody go about your business. Sorry about all the vampire shit. No, you got to vanquish the vampires. They don't just go away. You know what I mean? Do you want to out of here? They're vampires.
Oh, goodbye.
Do you know who the vampires are in this horrible analogy? These capitalists. The vampires don't just go away. That's a meme.
Well, you like this story.
Yes.
We've got another Virgin Galactic Unity flight that went into suborbital space with commercial passengers.
Oh, with Richard Branson? That's his company, the
That's
perf.
His company. Yeah.
Did we figure out, did he go to Epstein Island and do a bunch of bad shit?
I don't know. Was his name in there?
Yes. Branson's name was absolutely in that. And so was Stephen Hawking's.
But, well, he's Stephen Hawking's name was mentioned, like, with orgies. But other people's names were just, like, mentioned.
I thought Branson and Clinton and...
Was Branson actually listed as a visitor?
And Steve Bannon all had a big orgy. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Get out the GoPro.
So congratulations on the people that didn't die and some billionaires' new toy.
Oh, yeah. Some stupid... What is it? I got mad about it and didn't really...
Virgin Galactic.
It's just a plane that goes really high?
Yeah, well, it flies on top of a regular plane up really high.
How
and
stupid.
Then they let go of it, and then its rockets kick in.
Woo!
And it launches them to...
That's safe.
Suborbital space, so...
Perfect. What happens in suborbital or orbital space? What can I do there all of a sudden?
Well, you're weightless for a while until I start falling back towards the earth.
Until I shit out my eyeballs because of some weird...
And you get a really cool view.
Ooh, look at here.
The flat disc earth.
Yeah, nobody could take a picture of this for me. It's good.
And
this is Branson's perv mobile. Who cares? Fucking, you're gonna what? This guy.
Everybody says it's really cool.
Let me tell you something. Richard Branson is the guy that had to pull a. He went around the Earth in a balloon, and he got stuck over Africa. Nearly died, I think. He got lost or something.
He's right.
These rich people. I don't understand where they're now. What do you want to do tonight? Oh, I don't know. I'm gonna enjoy all my rich shit. And that means I'm going to do rich things. I'm going to go see a play somewhere. Maybe I don't know. I'll go see a concert. I fucking don't want to. Why would I go into subspace?
Why not?
Because I could watch a movie.
Because you've got billions of dollars and you're bored.
You know what? I like Thor. I'd rather watch Thor than go into subspace. Listen, Herbie Hancock. This subspace. These rich people are bored and stupid. I'm in a submarine. God.
Reminds me, there's a new album I want to listen to. Green Day has a new album out.
Right.
And the headline at Daily Beast is Green Day's new album will enrage Elon Musk and the MAGA masses.
Ah! Be careful, Green Day. They'll send the Teslas after you. Hell yeah. This redeems Green Day for having a musical based on their music on Broadway. They're back being punk rock again. That's good.
Let's see. MAGA had a meltdown previously when Billy Joe Armstrong tweaked an American Idiot lyric from I'm not part of a redneck agenda to I'm not part of the MAGA agenda.
Oh, yeah. More specific. Nice.
The ensuing online backlash involved Elon Musk pouting. Green Day goes from raging against the machine to milk-toastedly raging for it.
Oh, good one. Boy, oh boy. Milk. What is that word? Milk-toastedly?
Milk-toastedly.
Milk-toastedly! In a milk-toast manner, they could have said, milk-toastedly raged. Like milk toast.
I guess they've got, where does it say they've got?
Can you describe milk toast for our listeners, for those who aren't aware? Milquetoast is.
What it actually is, or it's just
what it is,
what it means.
You cannot define it using the words. What is milquetoast without using those?
It means
two?
Bored. Boring.
No, this is an actual vanilla. Dish in the South. No, this is a dish in the South. It's made with, you can't say milk, but, you know, liquid
you
calcium.
Have to because it's made
liquid calcium and warm bread and some cinnamon. Crush that shit up, put some butter in there. That's milquetoast.
It's like milk soup, right? Or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like toast soup.
Yeah.
Made with
it's
milk.
It is very boring. I mean, you know, it's nothing to get excited about unless you really want that. Then if you do love milquetoast, that expression, it's really contrary to your belief system.
It's milquetoast.
It's milquetoast.
I learned something.
Milquetoastedly even.
Milk toastedly. So, Elmo.
Elon.
Yeah.
I think his brain is milk toast. He's always having good ideas. Then finish an idea. Where's the Hyperloop? God damn it.
It's so difficult with all these ideas. Oh, here we go. If he didn't like Green Day's MAGA agenda lyric from New Year's Eve, he certainly won't like this track.
Yes.
Quote, Coma City, mask on your face. Bankrupt the planet for assholes in space.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do we have defense contracts with a Nazi? That's weird.
Pull down the shade, board up the windows. Don't call the cops. Word on the street. They all quit their jobs. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
American Idiot is one of my favorite albums, I think.
Right. I mean,
there's
like
no track on American Idiot. Yeah. That isn't awesome.
There should be more of this music. You know, I imagine there's a lot. There's probably a lot of real country that's anti-maggot shit that you don't know about. Punk.
It's Faithless Friday.
Maine!
We're all very excited.
There should be a bunch of Christian music that's anti-Trump. He's so creepy. You would think. You would think he'd be more like the Antichrist than Christ, right?
This is Oregon State Representative.
Hey, man.
Oh. E. Werner Reschke.
Fuck you.
Who is the state chair in Oregon of the National Association of Christian Lawmakers.
Hell yeah, bitch! Meet me at the Glory Hall on Wednesday evening. We're going mouth fucking.
This is Right Wing Watch. The National Association of Christian Lawmakers is a collection of right-wing state and federal legislators and religious right activists dedicated to electing, quote, godly leaders in our nation at every level.
Ew,
for the purpose...
God, that sounds insane.
For the purpose of seeing its biblical worldview spread across the nation.
Please stop. That biblical worldview of yours is just so... What is the word I'm looking for? It's
shit.
It's so milquetoastedly fucked.
Founded by longtime religious right activist and ardent Christian nationalist Jason Rapert. We know that name.
Ardent Christian nationalist. What a fun thing to have on a business card.
The NACL seeks to take authority every level of government, primarily by feeding far-right model legislation to its members to be introduced in their respective states.
God, can these maggots just take a break for a second? Take a breath. Stop with the maggotry.
So, Wednesday, he was on, apparently, Jason Rapert hosts quite the show called Save the Nation.
Hey!
Rapert. Rapert asked him, why is it important for Christians to be involved in government and voting and to be a part of the authority in our country?
I don't know. Ooh, yeah. That sounds like some dominatrix kind of language.
Tell people
about why you think it's important that Christians should be involved in government and voting and be a part of the authority in our country. What drew you as a Christian to do it, and what would you tell those people that are listening today?
Jesus.
What drew me to it was primarily looking at our history and the men and women who were part of that history in building this nation, whether it's George Washington, whether it was Madison, whether it was Abraham Lincoln, whether it was Ronald Reagan, who was the first president I got to vote for. I think, you know, you just go back through history and you look at men and the struggles that they faced and the faith that they had. And those are the type of people that you want in government making tough decisions during hard times. You don't want a materialist. You don't want an atheist. You don't want a Muslim. You don't want somebody who understands.
I was playing the porn music over the important part.
It really fits.
You don't want an atheist.
Decisions during tough times.
Tough time.
You don't want a materialist. You don't want an atheist. You don't want a Muslim. You want somebody who understands what truth is and understands the nature of man, the nature of government, and the nature of God.
Nine!
There you go.
The nature of God.
This
what does
is
that
a,
mean?
This is a state representative.
He sounds like he's from the Taliban, don't he? What is the nature of God? What does that mean?
If you don't understand those things, you're going to get things wrong. Oh. And in Oregon, that's a classic example. We have a lot of people who are godless, unfortunately, leading the way. And it's the blind leading the blind.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That guy at the end is so serious.
Jason Rayford's like, I just can't. Yeah.
I really need to clean up on aisle 69.
That's great. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's so, that guy is the example of someone that needs a fucking hobby.
He's got one.
No. Something you do for fun. Something like reading a science fiction novel.
Does.
I don't mean the Bible. The Bible doesn't count. No, these guys don't. They need a hobby. They need to put a model airplane together.
Jesus is their hobby.
That doesn't count. It's got to be something that's kind of constructive.
Well, taking over the country is their hobby.
Right. I don't know why I'm stuck on model airplanes or something. Just something that's kind of like, that's not so violent and stabby.
That is what is going on with some Oregon Christian fucknut.
They sound like the Oregon Christian fucknuts. You think they stormed the Capitol?
Oh, sure. Yeah, a bunch of them.
They loved it. God.
Wasn't it in Oregon where they stormed
City
Hall or something?
Yeah,
and
somebody left a door open.
And they found one of the Republicans that opened the door for them.
That's what I mean. Calm down, assholes.
Like, not the front door. Like, around, opened a back door that's always locked. Yes. Literally opened it for them.
Go see a movie. Go to a water park. I'm just naming all shit you could do that's not insurrection. Go on a hike. Right? What else could someone do instead of insurrection if they wanted to? Just something fun. Laser tag or something.
Speaking of fun.
Yes.
This spring could be really fun.
Okay.
The headline is, the cicadas are coming.
They got herpes.
If you're in the Midwest or Southeast.
Nine!
They will be more plentiful than ever.
Get the fuck, I hate those bugs. Get away from me.
At least since, for the first time, since 1803.
Okay.
Two cicada groups.
Yes.
Known as brood. Now, it's I guess it's Roman numerals, 19.
That's so fucking
XIX.
Stupid. Good
or
job.
Or the Great Southern Brood. And Brood 13, XIII, or the Northern Illinois Brood, are set to appear at the same time, which is known as a dual emergence.
Can we just... Oh, yes. Is there a way we can just... If I'm out of line here, I don't know anything about bugs or anything. Can we just kill them all? No, it's not. It's fine.
The last time the Northern Illinois Brood's 17-year cycle aligned with the Great Southern Brood's 13-year period, Thomas Jefferson was president. Mm-hmm. After this spring, it'll be another 221 years before the broods, which are geographically adjacent, appear together again.
Am I supposed to like this? Like, it's fun that these special brood of cicadas are coming out. And I get to, do they make a different sound, the normal cicadas, that I can appreciate?
Maybe
what
they,
can
maybe
I appreciate?
They sing in harmony. The insects will begin to appear in late April. They'll
Perfect.
Use their four legs to tunnel out from the earth, their beady red eyes
That's
looking
right.
for a spot where they can peacefully finish maturing.
Yes.
A few days after they emerge and molt, the males will start buzzing in an effort to find a mate, a slow-building crescendo of noise that, in a chorus, can be louder than an airplane.
Do we like this? Is this good? Do people enjoy it? Or do we not like
it? I thought they were gross when the one time they came to Chicago when I was there.
Yeah, I think these aren't. I mean, are we supposed to celebrate their arrival like it's a good thing for the food cycle and, you know, science and bullshit?
The dual emergence will most likely result in more than 1 trillion cicadas appearing in the roughly 16 state area.
Ugh, gross. Can we just get rid of these fucking things? These broods are shit. These
are generally seen.
Blah, get this brood off me. Oh, I hate bugs. Let's kill them. I'm sorry. We have to make a decision on these bugs. It's stupid. I don't want them.
One of the more exciting aspects of the dual emergence, says the cicada expert, lies in the possibility of interbreeding along the narrow band in northern Illinois where the two broods will overlap.
That's perfect. Interbreeding. We're good at that down here. We get our broods to interbreed all the time. What is there? Why don't we get our cicadas fixed? You should get your cicada spayed and neutered.
Oh, little, so many. Yeah, little cicada condoms.
Yeah. Where is this happening? In Florida? We're going to get attacked? I just assumed it was Florida.
Let's see.
The cicadas are coming to my
lager. The first wave will show up in northern Louisiana, southern Arkansas, Alabama, Mississippi, northern Florida.
Oh, that's
Georgia.
Us, baby. What can we do to protect ourselves from these horrible animals?
Up into western South Carolina, central North Carolina, eastern Tennessee, northern Arkansas, Missouri, southern Illinois, western Kentucky. Then they'll appear throughout central and northern Missouri and Illinois.
Is it true that to combat these, you have to put slugs of diatomaceous earth in your shotgun?
Sure, yeah.
Seriously, though, in all seriousness, what do we have to do to protect ourselves? I don't want Shelby getting attacked by a brood of cicadas.
They don't attack anything. They just make a lot of noise,
God,
and they're
damn
gross
right.
They're to step on. And you can't avoid it when there's trillions of them slithering around on the, and they're not great flyers.
Mm-mm.
Fortunately.
We'll go get them. Fuck these guys. I'm taking a stand.
Taking a stand.
Yeah, well, I am, because Florida's like, okay, here's one more thing.
An anti-cicada stand.
Fuck you. No, this is a stand against motherfucking nature. That's just too much. We don't need, we have a special brood. Mother Nature's like, it's getting boring in Florida. Send some fucked up bugs. Thank you. It's not boring here. Has our governor made a statement on that?
Our governor?
Yes.
Fuck no. He's up sucking Bobo in New Hampshire.
Mr. Gates, please stop sucking Bobo and tell me what you're going to do about these cicadas.
Okay, everyone, turn your volume down. There's going to be more yelling.
Oh, is this report?
I'll just read the headline. Bahamas Shark Experience temporarily closes.
Oh my God! Figure it out! These motherfuckers!
Wait.
You had one
job,
bitches!
No.
Okay.
After 10-year-old boy bitten by a shark.
Did the kid survive?
Yeah. A shark experience in the Bahamas has temporarily closed after a 10-year-old boy from the U.S. was attacked by a shark during a recent excursion.
How stupid is this?
The incident occurred shortly before 4 p.m. local time on Paradise Island, the Royal Bahamas Police Force said in a new release.
What happened? Release. Who fucked up here? Why are your parents dragging you to see a shark underwater? These are the worst parents ever. No offense, guys, but holy fuck.
The boy was bitten on the right leg by a shark while participating in an expedition in a shark tank.
Oh my God!
At a local resort on the island.
Fuck this! That's a pool! You're supposed to be in pools safe from sharks! What the fuck? This parent was like, I want my kid to be in such close proximity to a shark because I'm so bored. I'm going to drop him off at this dumb fucking event, and then I'm going to go drink at the bar. That is what happened, I'm sure. Who the fuck would want to... Oh, here's my... You love your kid? Why are you putting him in a tank with a fucking dinosaur? What in the fuck is wrong with you? God, is there more to this story than what else am I missing?
The boy who was visiting from Maryland was transported to hospital, was in serious but stable condition.
Yeah. Shit.
He was airlifted later back to Maryland for continued care.
Right.
The incident occurred at the Atlantis Bahamas Resort on Paradise Island, which is known for its marine lagoons. Boo. The resort, which appears to have removed references to its shark activities from its website,
oh yes,
did not respond to
you had one in a tank,
comment.
Though. Let me understand something. This shark wasn't in the open water. This shark was what?
Blue Adventures by Stewart Cove, which operated the experience, said they are deeply saddened that a child suffered a shark bite during their in-water experience.
Guess what? I own your hotel, and you can get in that tank, you fuck. Holy shit. Oh, my God.
We have begun a thorough internal investigation and are fully cooperating with the authorities. Incidents like this involving interactions with marine life, even with the species of sharks included in this experience, are rare and never acceptable.
Whoa. Fuck you! Whoa,
bad shark! Bad shark!
No, fuck this guy. Fuck him. I the lawyers are coming for you, you fuck.
A dive instructor and dive guide were with the child in the water when the incident occurred. The experience will remain closed during the company's investigation as they review the findings.
Oh, the findings. Say. The findings, the findings, the findings. Here's what they're going to find. There's so much money in that thing, and I hope to God they sue the living shit out of these dumbasses.
The attack marked the first time there has been, I love this, a, quote, guest-related incident.
Oh, I see. Now we're quantifying it. There's been other related incidents.
Go ahead. Since 2006.
You're putting a shark in a tank and something happened.
Oh, the first time. It's been the first time since they opened.
When did
they
open?
In 2006.
Who cares? It's dumb. What? Why is that relevant? Does that make it okay? Why?
A guest at the resort told Eyewitness News Bahamas that she saw the child's mother running and screaming afterward. His father carrying him. There was a towel wrapped around his leg. Tourniquet style.
Fuck that place. So wait a second. Explain to me what the shark experience is. What did they do? They get in the pool with sharks?
I guess you just
I want to know what the what happens. I mean, you just get in the pool with a shark.
You probably, yeah. And then maybe
why
you feed it.
Are you doing this? Number one, why? How is what insurance do these people have? Holy
it's
shit.
Going up.
You got Geico?
Whatever it is.
God damn. I don't every fucking
going up.
Of this business. You shark bit me in your tub. Why would I be in there, though? I would never be in there. I would be like, fuck you. You want to do our shark experiment? I'd be like, do you want to experience?
Experience and experiment.
And experiment. He's like, do you want to kill me? That's like saying I want you to die. Why would you put your son in a tank with a shark in it?
Last month, a 44-year-old woman from Massachusetts was killed by a shark while paddleboarding in the area.
Yeah, well, that shark was supplied by nature, not by this dumb fucking hotel. Right. You got to be kidding me. I don't understand exactly what went down. I guess you're walking around this resort. There's some dumb shit. It's like, hey, you want to do the shark experience?
Sure.
And there's a pool. And I guess there's a shark swimming around. They probably haven't fed him in a while, so he's active. And then you put your 10-year-old son in the pool. And then you go get a drink.
You're right.
I just don't understand this vacation. This is stupid.
Well,
I mean, people don't understand. It's like,
it's going to be quite the shark experience for him.
Yes, it is. Well, not anymore. Boy, they closed it down. One bad day.
Temporarily.
Hey, talk to Siegfried and Roy about your fucking bullshit stats. And they knew their shit. You know what I mean? You put a child in the tank with a shark. Everybody should go to fucking jail over this. It should be illegal because that kid can't consent. Oh, his parents can. He cannot. He's too young to understand the dangers of getting in a tank with a shark. And his parents obviously don't give a shit. So it should be. He should not have been put in there. Shame on those parents and that business. That should be illegal. You can't put a 10-year-old in a tank with a shark, man. Why does that seem like incredible? That's common sense, right? Should you put a 10-year-old in a tiny little tank with a shark? Yes or no? No!
I would suggest no.
What is wrong with people? What other events are available at your dumb fucking island? What else can I do there? Can I go in a snake closet?
Sure, the cobra experience.
Let me put my penis in a tarantula web. God, what about fun? Everybody play shuffleboard? You go swimming? Or you know? Do you have a pool without a shark in it? I'd like to go swimming and really relax. Is there a pool without a shark? God. Unreal. Any more stories anymore?
There are other stories.
Shit, man.
This Faithless Friday coming up on the top of the hour here. Montana?
Fuck you.
Lovely state. The with like, you know, 11 people in it.
Yeah.
And two senators. Just want to remind everyone.
My mom said milk toast is traditionally used for people who are sick. It makes them feel better. It's comfort food.
And there you go.
Okay. Milk toasted, Lee. These milk toast brain motherfuckers are like, let's put a kid in there.
The Attorney General of Montana.
Okay.
Ruled yesterday that, I mean, you'll find this shocking.
Yes.
That a proposed ballot measure protecting abortion rights was, quote, legally insufficient.
Oh, yeah, sure. Why don't you jump in a hot tub with an alligator, see if that's available.
The latest act by Republican officials to challenge abortion ballot measures ahead of the November election. As referendums have become a key way for advocates to protect reproductive rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade.
I wonder the people that put their kid in the shark tank, I'm wondering if they are pro-choice or anti-choice.
I should have saved the shark story for last.
I know, man. But yeah, that's crazy. You know, these, well, Republicans hate women. So there's that.
Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen.
Knudsen.
Ruled the proposed measure is insufficient because it log rolls multiple distinct political choices into a single initiative.
It's nice that you're using log rolls as a way to describe what you want to do with women's vaginas, you fuck.
He said it denies voters the ability to express their views on the nuance of when abortion should be legal. What do you mean nuance?
Why should I get to vote on vaginas, though?
It's pretty... The proposed amendment... would allow the procedure until the point of fetal viability, quote, ensuring that the government cannot deny or burden access to an abortion when it is necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. They don't like that part either.
Well, I mean, but
because it says, well, what does protect mean?
Well, wait, you're talking about exceptions. When states that have abortion, anti-abortion laws, but they have exceptions, right?
Right.
Well, those actually don't work, we've learned, right? That the exceptions are bullshit, because there really are no exceptions. Because no one knows what to do, and so they just don't do anything, and they let the woman die.
But this would allow the procedure until viability, and make sure that even after that, if there was a, if it was a, something went wrong and it was a danger to the, mother.
Yeah.
Or pregnant person, that they, would be able to get it done.
Right. Yeah.
The,
this is in Oregon, Montana.
Montana.
I thought they were liberal.
But they got enough signatures to be on the ballot.
But now someone's saying there's a loophole.
And just like here, the fucking Republican Taliban fuckheads are doing whatever they can to shit on it and take away the strength of the referendum.
Is this a tactic of moving the goalposts? This is what they're doing? They're saying, well, this isn't this thing, it's that thing. They're changing the argument. They're saying that their argument doesn't have any... What?
And he doesn't like the fact that the proposed amendment would bar the state from enacting any restrictions in the future.
Because it's vaginas. It's not your, it's not your lane. Literally, dude. Is this a guy?
Oh yeah.
It's not your lane. Do you have a vagina?
He said that it would bar the state from enacting any restrictions in the future, even regulations that serve a compelling state interest and are narrowly tailored to that interest. And he said, Montanans have a nuanced views on abortion that depend on the pregnancy time frame definition of, quote, medically necessary.
Oh, my
God. Could you define medically necessary?
Could you define how to stay out of the out of people's fucking uteruses?
Define medically necessary. The doctor says she needs to get an abortion. We're done.
No, because then they'll swoop in and say, well, we're going to investigate this.
Well, we have to define it.
We got to see who's going to be charged with the crime. Didn't
how long before it kills her?
Did the cops, like, somebody had a miscarriage and the cops busted into somebody's house and they looked in the...
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's recent. The grand jury refused to...
See, all this is, these laws, there's anti-women and the cops love it. These little Nazi cops love it. This is more chances to get people. To get them. Fuck this. It's crazy. Why can't Biden pass an executive order protecting people's rights to abortion?
And the only reason they do this is because these Republicans do it because they know they're going to lose.
Yeah.
They know that all these measures win, that are protecting the rights, and the bad ones lose.
So all they have left is terror.
Previously in Montana, the voters rejected an abortion-related measure last year that would have given rights to fetuses, quote, born alive, including after attempted abortions, which never, ever, ever happens.
Jesus Christ. That would be impossible because it wouldn't be an abortion.
But even Montana was like, this is bullshit, and they voted it down.
It's crazy.
And the Christo fascists of Montana were butthurt about it. Now they're butthurt about this one that might make the ballot. And this asshole is trying to keep it off.
Let me tell you something. I'm voting for Joe Biden because I don't want this national ban on abortion shit. That's easy right there. And I don't even have to think about it anymore. Because this is some whacked out Handmaid's Tale bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
This is absolutely creepy. This to me is where the unraveling is. Like this shit. There cannot be a ban on abortion. I mean, people... stupid. It's healthcare.
Yeah, they don't care. Look what happened in Texas. That woman had to leave the state.
Goddamn. You know these cops. And I'm sure
they're trying to get her.
These cops, they won't do their job and go protect kids getting fucking shot to death. But they'll sure as shit hunt women down that maybe got abortions or hunt somebody down that gave somebody a ride to an abortion. They're so stupid, useless.
Also in the news this Friday, I've got another clip here from...
Yeah, you think Alec Baldwin's like, boy, I wish I never would have done that movie.
Yes, absolutely.
I should have taken that weird X-Man part they offered me. I was like, I don't want to be in a superhero movie.
I think he's the poobah of this, though. I think he was the one that helped get this movie together.
Do you think it's bullshit that he's never been in Lord of the Rings? Is that a snub?
I don't know who he'd play.
I'm wizard, man. What do you mean, what would he play? I'm Gandalf the Wizard. Go fuck yourself. He'd be a wizard.
Here we go.
I get information all the time from Don Jr. And they do know that Trump has heard some of the things I've said before because God said it. It wasn't me. It was God saying it to him. And I just want you to know, God's not giving up on anything yet. And as long as Trump doesn't, Trump's still going to get his other 4 years that is due him.
And that's then, really good.
That's really good. That's good.
Steve Schultz, of course, from Elijah List. And the pink-haired Kat Kerr still. She's probably broadcasting from deep undercover in her gated community here in Florida.
Well, she has to be safe. Is that what she said?
No. She said God wants her there to help to help turn the rich people around.
Is it true, Kat, that the cotton candy machine in heaven got broken. They're waiting for a part from Amazon.
She was talking about that, the fact that she, that's, you know, she was telling her people, now I'm moving into this really rich people's gated community, but I'm doing it undercover for the Lord.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
Elections, it may or may not happen through the elections, but I will just say this, from heaven's mouth, Trump will have 4 more years, no matter what anybody thinks about it or wants to see it happen. It will happen.
There you go.
God damn.
And she's known for her correct predictions.
Yeah.
Not.
Jeez. What? So she lives at this gated community. That probably means she has a community pool. I mean, there's no way her neighbors know who the fuck she is, right?
I mean, maybe. You know, I don't know if people.
Ooh, that's Cat Kerr.
Big, giant houses that, you know, they're so far apart from each other. Do they even have contact with each other ever?
Do you think when Kat Kerr's out in public, like at Walgreens, people walk up to her, Miss Kerr, can I please get your autograph? I'm a huge fan.
Can you bless me? Yeah, Next time you're in heaven, say hi to John Wayne. I loved his movies.
I've been listening since they cloned Hillary.
Let's see. We've also got... where is my, here we go.
I actually think Republicans should embrace this. You know, I'm so sick of Republicans trying to shimmy away and shy away from the whole narrative that we're white Christian nationalists. No, that's what the Republican Party should be. We should try to go back to our traditional roots. America is a white Christian nation, and it's okay that we want to maintain that nation. We want to maintain...
This is somebody on the Stu Peters Network.
This is a Nazi.
Isabella Riley Moody.
Nine!
And she's doing a segment, and the Chiron at the bottom says, Joy Reid's white genocide talking points.
Jesus.
They're all mad at Joy Reid.
No. Back to our traditional roots. America is a white Christian nation, and it's okay that we want to maintain that nation. We want to maintain what the country was founded on. Let's embrace this. Let's stop letting the left attack us. Embrace the attacks. They always call us racist. Okay, fine. I'm racist. Call me that. It's fine. I don't care what these people say about us.
Right. Okay, fine. I am a racist.
Be careful. Be careful climbing up on that cross. Don't pull anything. I'm a racist.
That's on the Stu Peters Network.
That's a weird note. She's just saying, I like being a racist.
I don't care what they call it.
Racist, nice. I like it. Does she have, where's your personality? Again, this person needs to do something that's not like white Christian hate. Is there anything like, yeah.
Good luck.
Could you go buy?
What is she going
to
do?
Buy some Legos. Go to Walmart and buy some Legos and have fun doing something that's not hating people. Shit, man. Make some popcorn. Watch something on TV. Well, watch something on TV that's not like...
yes.
Be a nice person for a second.
She's on Stu Peters' network, for fuck's sake. I mean...
Yeah.
She's like the craziest of the cray.
It's just horrible.
These days.
What's a white Christian nationalist nation? We like it.
Jeez, man. Here is you're not gonna. Well, I'll play the clip and then I'll tell you who this person is.
Oh, fun!
First, this is on some podcast, vodcast, whatever. Ark of Grace.
Nine.
Okay. Amanda Grace the host.
Amanda Grace, Ark of Grace.
The night before the Iowa caucus, a self-proclaimed prophet.
Woo!
I'm sure for profit. Amanda Grace hosted, quote, a night of prayer for the Trump family and the nation.
Is she taking credit for predicting a Trump win in Iowa? Come on.
She live streamed the event.
Boo!
That had some pretty hard hitting talent.
Jeez.
On with her.
Okay.
Here's one of the clips of one of their guests.
I think that there is a plan. There's God's plan. And then there's the demonic plan. And the demonic plan is very easily confused with real life. What there's an orchestrated thing going on here. Don't get it twisted. We have cases lined up intentionally during election time, intentionally trying to get negative attention right before an election. Iowa, as you said, is tomorrow. He's been pulled from the campaign time and time again to be deposed, to be subpoenaed, to go to trial, to fight the fight to clear his name. But the people that know him and the people that have faith and are reading, the people that are educating themselves, the people that are not listening to the fake news, they will understand, and they do understand, and they stand with him.
The people that are not listening to the news, in other words,
who the fuck is this?
That's talking about God's plan and a demonic plan.
Yes.
This is Alina fucking Haba.
Oh, my God.
His lawyer. Yeah.
God, you know, man, first of all, I watched Lawrence O'Donnell on Half Speed, and it's so funny. He's watching him in slow motion talk, but he said Alina Haba was the worst trial lawyer he's ever seen.
Yeah.
She's the worst.
Understand, and they do understand, and they stand with him. And honestly, we're flipping the ones that don't know, because their demonic plan is so obvious. it's so concerning as an American. But it's obvious, more importantly.
Let me ask you something. Now Trump was a former president. It was a president, right?
Sure.
Obama was a president, correct?
Yes.
And Biden is a president.
Sure, arguably.
I wonder if, I mean, does Obama have a lawyer?
Probably. I would assume several.
Is his lawyer, are they this dumb? I mean.
No.
What the fuck? No. What happened, Donald? Like, I'm just thinking about, dude, this is a former president. This is the best this guy can do.
Yeah, yeah.
I think a lot of it has to do, and I don't mean to make it about this. You know, I don't mean to say this, but I think Trump is an attractive person. And I think Trump's being superficial, don't you think, when he hired her?
Sure. I don't think that's bad to say. To acknowledge the fact that he's a misogynist pig who just wants to hire hot.
I mean, I just.
Of course.
Don't understand. And, you know, it's. I think I've never been an attorney. Everything I've learned about being an attorney is on Law and Order, and I think I understand the rules of evidence. Like, you have to enter something into evidence, and then once that's entered into evidence, then you can use it in your case. That's what Jerry Orbach says.
Something like that, yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Everybody knows this shit, but not Abba. Alina Haba? She didn't know shit.
Yeah, he's not getting the best these days.
I guess it doesn't matter, though. He's just hoping he wins, so it doesn't matter. Whatever she does won't fucking matter one bit.
Also on Amanda Grace's Night of Prayer for the Trump Family and the Nation.
Nine!
Along with Alina Haba.
Yeah.
They had Roger Stone.
Holy shit. The Nazis are out.
Who is, I saw a story that he's being investigated by Capitol Police now for his alleged threats.
What's there to investigate? He made a threat against... I mean, did he contact anyone to follow up on this? Did his little toady? Damn, Roger.
The conspiracy theorist Clay Clark was there. MAGA pastor Jason Lahmeyer. We've played him before. And prophet Robin Bullock. He's the one that like a rock star.
Right. I feel like, yeah, he's like very flamboyant. Which makes sense. If I was a prophet or one of these mega pastors, boy, I'd have a great outfit.
But one of the big stars adding such credibility to the Ark of Grace.
Oh, let me guess. Mike Flynn. Just guessing.
You'll probably understand.
Damn it.
You'll probably recognize the
Greg
beautiful
Locke.
Voice.
Oh.
I think he's created the greatest political movement in history, and I really do believe that.
Close.
That is Don Jr. That's not Eric.
Looking down.
This is Eric Trump.
Oh, that's Eric. God, it sounds just like
Eric Trump sitting right next to Lara on one side, and then Amanda Grace, and I don't know, some guy with a poodle cut sitting next to her.
Political movement in history, and I really do believe that. Someone, something is looking down and guiding him every single day, because there's no way in the world he could have where he is today without the intervention of God. And
amen.
I,
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
You know, man, what was the Clinton's kid's name? What was her name?
Chelsea.
I mean, do you remember how many negative stories there were about Chelsea and all the bullshit?
When she was a kid.
Pictures? Yes, these Republicans.
And you remember how they talked about how ugly Amy Carter was?
Yes, yes. And they always make fun of people. But these kids are terrorists. I mean,
they said she was ugly. I'm not saying she was a kid.
And I know that one of the Obama kids got high at some music festival, but these kids are killing endangered animals. These kids are committing insurrection. These kids are bad, right? Eric is very bad.
He was in charge of the charity that stole cancer kid money.
He's skimming off the top of the cancer kid fund.
Amen.
I feel it. I know it. Hillary Clinton raised $1.5 billion. My father, who knew nothing about politics in 2016, raised $300 million. And somehow
he's a businessman.
He won the White House against impossible odds. And I really do believe that there was divine intervention there. I think somebody was guiding him. And
he's a remarkable father.
He did a remarkable job for the United States of America. I truly pray to the Lord that he wins again. He sorts out this country because we are in dangerous times. And it's scary. Because
we might go to fucking jail for my crimes.
It bothers me that I think people are forgetting that when Trump was president, there was a pandemic. And more people died during that pandemic than died in the Civil War.
Right.
I mean, how in the fuck? You know, we're so desensitized. I'm not daring to sound like some crazy fascist, but it's amazing that guy just left the White House without people chasing him down in the fucking streets for all the death. He didn't give a shit. This guy did not give a fuck that people were dying. In fact, he knew people were dying and didn't give a shit. And he put his dumb son
on. He said, have a good life when he left.
You have a good life.
Have a good life.
Don't get your herpes on me or syphilis. Chlamydia fingers.
Have a good life.
Gross.
Let me see if I can find the clip that Joy Reid, everyone got pissed off. She made some comments about the white racists of...
Black women have to be careful how they speak.
But, you know, I feel like the important sort of data point, and you know, Steve talks about it a lot. He's going to probably talk about it a little more tonight, is that these are white Christians. That this is a state that is overrepresented by white Christians that are going to participate in these caucuses, especially tonight. Earlier today, reached out to Robbie Jones, from the Public Religion Research Institute, knowing that we were going to talk about Iowa. And this is a hyper-evangelical white state. And he said the following to me. Iowa is about 61% white Christian. The country as a whole is approximately 41% white Christian. And in Iowa, we're talking about evangelical white Christians. And he said the following. Because I asked him, what do they get out of supporting Donald Trump? Because he keeps losing, he keeps delivering losses and losses and losses. And he said the following.
So now she's quoting.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
Like she's going to quote this guy too. But this is what they're losing their mind. Want her fired. They think she's a racist. She hates white people.
She said bad things about racists?
She hates white people and white Christians.
Well, these white people, though.
Losses and losses. And he said the following. They see themselves as the rightful inheritors of this country, and Trump has promised to give it back to them. All the things that we think about electability, about, you know, what are people gaming out, or none of that matters when you believe that God has given you this country, that it is yours, and that everyone who is not a white conservative Christian is a fraudulent American, is a less real American.
There's an election alert, Steve Kornacki.
Yeah. And you don't care about electability. You care about what God has given.
So there you go. They're upset about that.
Why are people mad, though? Because if that's what they're doing, then they should be proud that they're doing it.
MSNBC should fire Joy Reid immediately for her disgusting comments made toward Christians last night.
She just explained. Now, you have to understand, it's hard to explain.
She is a Christian, by the way.
Yeah. Listen, she's just explaining how stupid these people are. And that's a tough thing to do. You know what I mean? You got to give her a little leeway. She has to say mean things about these evangelicals because They are fucking Nazis.
None of that matters when you believe that God has given you this country, that it is yours, and that everyone who is not a white conservative Christian is a fraudulent American, is a less real American. What about that makes you butthurt unless you are a racist?
Yeah.
Unless you, how did she hit a nerve?
They
she didn't
like,
say every Christian. Yes. She said these Christians, these specific Christians,
and that is
that support Trump.
Very true. We've always known a lot of the reason people support Trump is because they like his racism. They love
right.
it. We have seen evidence of that. She's yeah. not saying anything new. I what is this? I'm trying to understand the story. The story is she said
a black woman spoke okay. is what they're
what
they're
thought,
upset
guys.
About.
Jesus fucking Christ, you sensitive motherfucker. She's saying exactly what you are. You should say thank you for noticing, Joyce. That's what I like. I'm a racist Christian evangelical. I am nuts.
The MSNBC host Joy Reid rightfully came for the white Christians who led Donald Trump to victory at the Iowa caucuses.
More of this.
On Monday, Reid explained that Iowa has around 61% white Christian, although America is 41% white Christian. She talked about the inherent entitlement that this demographic possesses, which is why they support Trump. She is simply stating what we've already seen with Trump's presidency. He embodied and perpetuated white supremacist ideals in his words and policies.
Jeez. But she's just asking a reasonable question, too. She asked the question, what do these people get out of this? And that is a reasonable question because I don't understand. Because
he hates who they hate.
But none of the policies. That's the point, right? There's none of the policies aligned.
They don't care. Well, they want their enemies punished.
The point of her statement is these people are fucking insane. I'm trying to understand where I'm disagreeing
and
with
assholes,
this.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, they're insane and they're very mean. And they're racist. They're into Jesus.
Catholic group demands MSNBC
Fuck
apologize
you.
For Joy
Fuck
Reed's
you.
White Christians
you
comment.
Apologize for every child rapist you've hid. You've looked the other way, you fucking child molesting fucks. Go fuck yourself, Catholic Church. How dare you? You shove the Crusades up your ass. You got a lot of nerve. What the fuck? These Catholics out of nowhere on a Faithless Friday. The Catholic Church waddles out. Oh, we need an apology. Quit raping children.
And then you saw Nikki said, this country has never been a racist country.
Not even when we had slavery.
You see that?
No, she said that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, she is a big fat fucking racist. Right there, kaboom. She falls right in line with the white supremacy supremacist talking points. She's just well spoken, kind of.
And she's doubling down. She's been called out on it, and she still continues to insist that the U.S. has never been racist. Meanwhile, Trump is launching racist attacks against her.
What about the moment of, was there no racism when that what's his face shot up that black church in South Carolina?
Oh, right, right.
Was there racism in that moment?
Crazy
ass motherfuckers. There's no racism.
At a CNN town hall last night, host Jake Tapper asked her to clarify what she meant by that remark, noting that slavery was enshrined in the Constitution. She responded that she truly believes our founding fathers had the best of intentions when they started, and we fixed it along the way.
People were
oh
put
God.
In chains and beaten and raped.
I saw her say that. She made it sound like, but even when they wrote it, the intention was that eventually everybody would be free. I'm like, you liar! The guy that wrote it had slaves, Jefferson!
Listen,
that helped write he wrote the Declaration. He helped write
what,
the Constitution.
It feels like there's got to be an expiration date on this when we can have these rich people sit there pretend like there's no slavery. They won't understand until they're in chains. She won't understand until she's in chains or her family. She won't understand until one of her kids are arrested for abortion, which she wants to do. She said that. She wants to put women in jail. Fuck
on Tuesday, her. She gave an interview on Fox where she was asked to respond to an MSNBC host's comments about Republicans. Brian Kilmeade asked Haley,
do you think you're involved in a racist party?
Excuse me, that Brian Kilmeade is way too smart. You're going to have to fix that. That's just not working.
And Haley said, we're not a racist country, Brian. We've never been a racist country.
What? Wait a minute. What about Selma? You remember that? What about when you had colored water
fountains?
That's a
racist part of the country.
And bathrooms.
And those black people blocked that bridge.
You wanted the, we wanted the Confederacy back so much in this country. As fast as we could, we put up these little, statues of Robert E. Lee all over the fucking place.
She said, racist. Our goal is to make sure that today is better than yesterday. Are we perfect? No. But our goal is to always make sure we try to be more perfect every day that we can.
For the love of shit.
I know I faced racism when I was growing up, but I can tell you, today is a lot better than it was then. Our goal is to lift up everybody, not go and divide people on race or gender or party or anything else. We've had enough of that in America.
Yeah. She has.
This is that same bullshit of when you point out racism, you're a racist.
I think that, you know, I don't understand Nikki Haley. I don't understand, like, why she's in this race. I don't get it. Does she want to be vice president?
I think she thinks that that Trump will go to jail or Trump will be convicted and his numbers will go down and that she'll win. She'll be the sane, acceptable choice.
Well, yeah. God. If she gave a shit about this country, which she doesn't, she would drop out and support Biden, or she would run as a third party to split that vote.
Not going to happen.
No. She wants to be his running mate because she's a fucking
she
Nazi.
She says she won't do it.
She's a fascist.
She just recently said she won't do it.
Based on what I've heard her say in these speeches, she is a horrible fucking fascist.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Let's see what else is going.
Way to go, Republicans. The last time you had a primary, it was Ben Carson. Who else? Ted fucking Cruz.
Sure.
Why was Ted Cruz in the fucking
Carly
news?
Fiorina?
Yeah. The creator of personal printers, the printer industry. That's crazy. Anybody from the printer industry, no. You're sent to the island. You're not allowed to be president. I hate the... Who else? Wait, Ted Cruz was just in the news, right? Wasn't he about something?
Was he? I don't remember. No. Particularly.
He's still around and a senator, right?
Sure.
Oh, he just got reelected.
Sure. Yeah.
God damn.
Speaking of in the news.
God. It's right.
We have
dying.
We have Rudy news.
What could there be?
Tootie Rudy news.
Nine. What could this guy be up to? He doesn't have any money left.
Well, that's part of the reason he's in the news. Is that this is from Bloomberg.
Yes.
Former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani.
God damn it.
Is. Okay.
God, that other one was so bad. It sounded like radio feedback.
May soon find out how far Chapter 11 bankruptcy can go in sheltering him from overwhelming legal bills.
Oh, shit, Rudy.
He is scheduled to make his first appearance today, so it probably already happened.
You're going to have to move in with your dumb fucking son.
In New York bankruptcy court, where he has asked a judge's permission to challenge the judgment that drove him to seek protection from creditors. Remember, he decided to not contest.
Right, that's right.
He put up no defense, and the judge sided with Ruby Freeman. And
because he couldn't afford it, right?
Shame us.
He couldn't afford to put up a defense.
I don't know if that was the reason or if he was just, fuck it.
Does he really think, to this day, he thought that ginger mint was a USB drive? You stupid shitbag.
The one-time prosecutor went bankrupt last month after losing a defamation lawsuit to two 2020 Georgia election workers he falsely accused of trying to rig the election for Biden. Giuliani has to ask Judge Sean Lane permission to appeal their $148 million award.
Yay.
Because filing bankruptcy pauses all litigation against him and prevents the election workers from immediately collecting the judgment.
Yes.
The election workers and others who have sued Giuliani, including Dominion Voting System, are challenging his request. A bankruptcy lawyer for Giuliani said, and so he's got a lawyer, said Thursday it was too early to know how exactly his Chapter 11 case will play out.
Is it a lawyer or did he do legal Zoom and it's an inflatable? Like an airplane.
The Alex Jones has also attempted to strike such a deal through personal bankruptcy filing after juries ordered him to pay over $1 billion
Damn.
For spreading falsehoods about the 2012 Sandy Hook school massacre.
You guys, do you here's the thing. Rudy Giuliani could have sat this one out, right? Did he have to campaign for Trump? Why wouldn't if he has, you know, stayed at home in his cottage or his penthouse, farting it up, chasing people around with the Viagras? Why did he have to do all this shit? Oh, God. Please. I can't take it. He could have just sat home, though.
Sure. Lawyers for the Georgia election workers, Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss, said Giuliani is looking to have his cake and eat it too.
No. Because he can't handle cake.
He wants bankruptcy to prevent the Moss and Freeman from collecting their judgment and give him the ability to challenge the award without posting a bond. Judge Lane denies his request, Moss and Freeman said it would not be surprising if Giuliani sought to dismiss his own Chapter 11 after that.
Pay those people, Rudy. You were so horrible to them, and you ruined their lives. You pay them, you gassy little fuck you. Right? Why are they having to go through this bullshit to get their fucking money? Walk his ass
because
to the
ATM. Because that's how our legal justice, in quotes, system works.
Shit, man.
If you got the money.
Somebody give them some money so they can go off on a nice vacation or something. Shit like that. It's crazy. It was a ginger mint. They said it was USB drive. And because of that, there are all these death threats.
Look at them passing the USB drives back and forth.
Can you imagine opening the door and saying, hi, can I help you? Oh, my God. Whoa. This is Kanye West agent here, or publicist, here to arrest you. No one would believe this shit.
Yeah.
No one would believe this. You farty little asshole, you. You're so crazy, Rudy.
So, the Tutti Rudy was in court today. I'm just looking. I don't see any latest news, so I don't know if we know exactly what happened yet.
What happened to Trump's place out in the middle of nowhere in New York where he wanted to value the weight of the rabbits that lived out there as part of his as part of his appraisal, the value of the animals that live on my land?
Oh, he actually won. He got his he got his way. He won the bankruptcy court's approval to challenge his verdict.
Okay. But he's got to challenge it, right, Rudy?
I guess, yeah.
Good luck.
He wants to overturn the verdict, not the damages. He wants to go backwards to before he defended himself. Before he refused to defend himself.
Without a TARDIS, you can't do that. Correct?
Oh, my God. Somebody with my last name posted. I don't know who this person is. Very strange. Sure. Not a common name. Former Marine who didn't have bone spurs.
Oh.
Taught history for 33 years. Unlike the current president, can actually understand the U.S. Constitution. John Bile. Oh, wow.
Well, that's nice.
I think he's talking. I don't know who he's talking about because he shat on. It looks like he shat on Biden and Trump.
Oh. Well, I guess people have problems with Biden because he's old. It's like my problem with Trump is that he's a fucking Nazi. I'm worried that if he's elected that he'll do all this horrible shit to us. Does that bother anyone? Biden's old. So what? You know what he has? A staff of people that do all this shit for him.
Yeah.
You think Biden just is sitting there like at the Xerox machine making copies of shit he's got to send G or some shit? No. No, there's a bunch of people that are smart as fuck doing all kinds of bullshit.
Trying to change the toner.
Oh, you know, here's the Trump White House. Steve Bannon's running around. Who's got any toner? Who's got any legal-sized fucking paper? We're out of legal paper. I can't turn the lights on, says Stephen Miller. Kelly McEnany's running around. She don't know. Nikki Haley was there.
Well, she was.
She was the
UN ambassador. Wasn't she? She wasn't running around the White House.
You know, when I remember when Trump was president, I had all these stupid ideas of how things would be after his administration. And like anyone that had any taint from that White House would be persona non grata and not allowed in society anymore. Like, I was wrong. And I really thought, I mean, Nikki Haley should be disqualified because she served in that administration.
Right.
It's disgusting.
We have God, I guess there was the funeral.
Oh yeah,
for Melania's mom and Melania and Don rode in separate cars.
Yeah, hell, dude, you don't want to ride like a car that? With him, man. Are you kidding me?
I don't want to ride. He gets blood all over this. The upholstery smells bad.
Do you think Melania ever helps change that diaper yet quickly? Yes or no?
No. Are you kidding me?
Eric, hand me the baby powder.
Yeah, I don't think she's a big fan of Don.
She's like, we could go in separate cars and you could pay me $5 million fucking dollars.
Why is Chris Matthews trending? What did he say?
Jeez.
Well, Chris Matthews makes a great point.
Yes.
Chris Matthews is predicting that Trump will lose New Hampshire to Nikki Haley.
You know, Chris Matthews is one of these guys, and I'll lump him in there with Joe Scarborough. They have this fascination with Nikki Haley, thinking that she is a story, and she is not a story. There's nothing. It's a non-story. Puddin' Fingers is a non-story. Here's the story. The Nazis are coming. The Nazis are coming. Right. That's the story, you dumb fucks.
Donald Trump called me and he said, any advice on who I should pick for vice president?
Oh, really?
Who do you think? Not that he, he's Glenn probably Beck. Calling.
This is Glenn
Holy
Beck.
Shit, man.
We haven't heard from Glenn in a minute, right?
Glenn, tell you what, let's start that over. I didn't know. I'm going to listen to his voice. I'm gonna take
start
it
over again.
We'll see what he's wearing.
The mellifluous tones of Glenn Beck.
Donald Trump called me and he said, any advice on who I should pick for vice president?
Oh, really?
Who do you think? Not that he's probably calling everyone.
But that's great that you're on that list.
And so he said, who do you think?
He's not in his own joint. He's at somebody's, the PBD podcast.
Do you think that he sounds so good. Do you think there's any kind of filters or anything going off? Like in that microphone or? He sounds like a radio DJ.
Like, well, yeah. It looks like he's using an SM7B.
I feel like he
is a really good microphone.
And I would do the same, Glenn. I would be the same way. I bet you're particular about how you sound on these podcasts because some of these assholes.
But he also has that voice. I mean, does have the voice.
I tell you what, I'm Glenn Beck, and we're going to do a sound check. And I brought my engineer in here just to make sure you guys don't fuck it up. I got an amazing voice.
But that's great that you're on that list.
And so he said, who do you think? And I said, I don't know how you're going to feel about it, but...
Meanwhile, I think this is bullshit.
I don't know how you're going to
feel
about
it. Do you see Trump calling Glenn Beck under any circumstances?
No.
Hey, Glenn, it's late. What are you wearing?
God.
What are you watching?
Glenn Beck is God, you know, and I'm no props to Glenn Beck. We all know who he is. He's better than Tucker. And I think he's better than Papa Bear.
In what capacity?
In what he's doing right now. I listened to, dude, I don't know what my problem was. I watched Tucker Carlson debate the guy from Young Turks.
Cenk Uygur?
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
Guess how that went.
Tucker started yelling over him and talking over him like Tucker does, right?
You know, Tucker Carlson shouldn't have a place in our society. And I mean that in the nicest way possible.
He's still supposedly on the Veep list for Trump.
Why not? I mean, I
maybe
got
Glenn will mention him here.
I think, yeah. I think it's going to be a woman.
But this is the day, I think it was the day he trashed Vivek. And I said, Vivek. And he said, why do you say that? He said, that's the number one response from everybody I've asked that question. Oh, and he said, why do you say that? And I said, A, he can defend you. He's right in your pocket. And while you're defending this, he's watching your back defending this. I said, also, I think some of his ideas are really, really good. Yeah. He connects with the youth, which now the latest of 18 to 24 year olds that voted for Biden, they're not voting for Biden, but they won't vote for Donald Trump yet. So you get that lower vote, the people that are excited about, hey, something fresh and different. No. And then in 2028, when you can no longer run, you continue for another 8 years,
right?
And you get the credit for bringing this new, fresh face in. Good I said, I just think you become legendary.
And what did he say to that?
Well, we'll see.
Well, he's a brown guy though. I don't know, and he like worships like a you know, elephant and shit.
I think Vivek. What I would do if I was Vivek, I would get baptized on. I would stream it and accept Christianity and say, "Listen, I'm born again." They love that story, and then he could be Trump's VP. But because he's got to accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior before he. I'm sorry.
I mean, you know, he's done, right?
Oh yeah. I think he's the worst person on the planet. I mean, because and that's just based on things I've heard him say. He's horrible.
Now, we do have some disturbing news.
Yes.
I want to let you guys know that the tent has withstood a grave amount of damage. We have, but with all of the snow accumulation and the wind and more snow to come, the tent is just not able to handle the weight of it. This is inside the tent, which means there is a giant... snow coming in there, a giant amount of snow that is on top of the tent. And so what happened is the walls over here have buckled at a complete like 45 degree angle. And then
Larry is Larry's, doing the dance of joy.
Larry's prayers were answered.
Sleigh bells ring.
This great. I bet Larry prayed for this.
Over here have buckled at a complete like 45 degree angle. And then all of our framing is being bent from the inside.
Bent.
And then it's, as you can see, the whole tent is just beginning to implode. The integrity of the structure is worthless. Insurance pretty much, you know, will cover damages of equipment that we lose, but it's not going to do anything with the tent. And we're probably, just to get fixed... everything that I'm looking at right now is going to be an astronomical.
Oh, yes.
Here it comes.
Probably $150,000. Pray.
Well,
here it comes.
Why are you going to ask? Okay. But why is he going to fix that tent? It's just going to get more snow on it and break again.
Money. I mean, we're talking probably $150,000. Pray for the haters that are going to rejoice over this mild setback.
Thank you.
Thank you, says Larry.
Larry, thanks you. Yeah.
Larry's like, I love this shit. God, sorry about that. You should have thought about that, though, you dumb fuck. Should have had people there at night knocking the snow off as it fell, and then you would have saved your stupid fucking tent, right?
Well, yeah, and if you built an actual building, then that would help solve some of Larry's problems, too.
That's true, and you know, I think Larry at this point wants these people to leave. I can't imagine, you know...
So very sad news.
God, you know, and he's so distraught. You know what I mean? He sounded bummed out. You can look for him in a lot more America First tours because he needs the cash.
right.
He's got his agent on the phone. Right. He's like, God damn it,
he's gonna be opening
some dates.
For Brewer more and more.
Maybe he staged this. Now he gets to make more money because he can go on the road and he doesn't have to stay at his dumb fucking church. Does he make more money on the road, do you think? No way.
Maybe because speakers fees are expensive, right? I mean,
it's amazing to me to think of a business where you go and you say basically the same bullshit, but kind of a different way every time. And people drive in and bring you money. They don't have to necessarily, but they bring you money. That's a great business model.
What is this? I don't know if I ever played this one.
To me, I'm gonna make about 15 enemies right now, but I don't care. I'm done. They about to unhook our friend, and so I'm going no host bar. Y'all ready?
I don't know what's going on with this, with the music. Somebody put clown music behind
it. Shout ready. Oh, some of you ain't, and you just said you were. Let me tell you something. If they were going to unhook you tomorrow, I promise you, you would not be fussing over what shape the earth is. I'm sick of that flat earth nonsense.
Remember when he kicked that that other flat earth pastor off of his stage when they got into a debate?
Again, it's so hard for me to understand why this makes... I mean, to me, they're all charlatans, right? Aren't they all on the same team? Like they flat earthers and the evangelicals? I mean, they're just hoodwinking people.
Flat earthers are crazy, though. I can't... I mean...
Crazier than this guy?
Are they making money off of being flat earthers? I
think a lot of flat earthers in this... This is from all evidence by my experience with one. I spent a lot of time with flat earther. And this guy, if you're a flat earther, you also have other things going on. Like, you think that you don't use checks or any kind of credit cards, and you don't use social media, and you think you're always being tracked and and shit like this. And, you know, there's different handshakes and lots of weird shit going on. Flat earth is a whole lifestyle.
Yeah, sure.
It's bat shittery.
A lot of QAnoners.
I'm sure. Oh, absolutely. The Venn diagram is like, you know, save the children.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody. We're pleased to be here. Thanks
when is
for buying
Jesus
shit
calling
the Amazon
in?
Link.
Is he calling in?
Yeah, open invite. Mm-hmm. Open invitation.
Right.
No, it's not the end of the show, Shelby.
She's ready.
She's like, you guys done yet, Jesus?
She's like, it's Faithless Friday. Where's my dog treat?
She's like, blah, 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 blah. Now, do you remember the last week when Trump shared that that God Made Trump video?
Yeah, that was weird as shit, man. That's out there. God Made Trump.
This is a little shocking. By the way, so God Made Trump was from Dilly.
Oh shit! And Dilly life
and
coach,
Dilly's meme team.
Oh my God, he was just talking about them. Right?
He even tweeted, congratulations to the Dilly meme team. President Trump just shared this meme on his Truth Social account. So God Made Trump. I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
He has clients, though. He does meme team and he sees people and he's like,
he's a life coach.
This
yes.
is how you can improve your life.
Yeah, sure. So,
what do you think about these memes?
But this is a surprising person saying that they're not so into that video.
I specifically talk about a viral video that's been kind of making the rounds on X and Truth Social and other places called God Made Trump. It's a video that it was an outside. The Trump campaign didn't produce it, but they've been giving it a lot of airtime at different campaign events where I think they really do conflate American and Christian identities. They quote a lot of scripture that really in the Bible in context applies to the Lord, but then they apply it to the former president. Where we see that happening, I think we do as thoughtful Christians that take our cues from the Bible, not a political party, we do need to call that out.
Right. But the media that wants to call people out on that is that either it's all or nothing. I mean, we can say this is inappropriate.
Yes.
And I think this video is inappropriate. As you said, the campaign didn't do it, but they've kind of embraced it. I don't like it.
Tony Perkins.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Tony Perkins doesn't like it. Doesn't like when, well, Tony, when God Trump being compared to God.
No, he didn't care for it.
Oh, yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah, I didn't expect that. We haven't heard from Tony in a while.
Fortunately.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
I'm just looking at Dilly.
Gross. He still does his life coach business, which is wild.
I think he does. Yeah, yeah. Don't forget he's an author.
Does he keep that separate from a lot of people? You know what I mean? Do people know that he has a life, that his life coach clients, they also download his podcast?
I would assume so.
Familiar with the meme team?
He's pretty open about being a life coach.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. But I'm just saying, I mean, I don't know. I would always think that, you know, when I go to comedy shows, you know, let's say I'm doing something in Milton, I don't necessarily like, hey, guys, please go to crabdiving.com and listen to my podcast.
Well, this is a little different.
You know, yeah, that is different. That's true.
You're also behind enemy lines. Yeah. In L.A., you would do that.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't even care. I wouldn't even think about it.
Right.
No one would give a shit even. I thought about just doing it here anyway. Say it's a good credit. I mean, people love this show, right? Not these people.
Not the locals. Might be a little harder.
Yeah, yeah.
We do have locals, though. We've heard from people in Milton and in
Yemen.
Most
of our audience is in the UK, though.
And in not most of our
Hello.
Audience.
What are you doing?
They're second. Right, oh, no, right. They're not. Canada's second.
Oh, okay.
And
Canada.
Our friends across the pond are our third
so cold
largest
up there.
audience.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.
Thanks for downloading. We appreciate it worldwide.
Yep.
We have Australians.
Hello. Jeez, man.
Brendan Dilley tweeted a little while back, there's been a lot of hoopla about people calling Casey DeSantis a cunt. And I understand it's an offensive statement, but it's important to remember that Team DeSantis is full of cunts. Whether you're talking fat cunt Jeba Ellis, plastic-faced cunt Christina Pusha, or aging lesbian cunt Bill Mitchell.
This is my okay, life
coach.
That's
funny. I hate Brendan Dilley.
This is my life coach, funny. Brendan Dilley, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
He's telling me how to organize my, you know, my free time better.
Aging lesbian cunt Bill Mitchell is funny.
I'm optimizing my life with the meme team.
Remember Bill Mitchell's the guy that looks like Max Headroom with the overly white teeth,
right,
and the bright white hair? He talks like this. And he's very misogynistic.
Right. He's weird.
We haven't heard from him in a while. But I guess he's Team DeSantis.
You know, I think with a lot of these people we play, like if you randomly sat next to them on a plane, they would love to tell you all about their bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you sat next to Greg Locke and you just pretend like you didn't know him, you say, hey, how's it going, man? Good. I've been biting the devil all day.
Oh, my fucking tip got is gone because of the snoo.
I sent a strike team to my neighbors to take care of Larry. Yeah.
Fucking Larry probably seeded the clouds to get that snow to land on my fucking tent.
Well, that's tough. I don't know. Would he believe in weather control because he's offended by flat earthery? And that's in the same sort of category.
Flat earthery.
He don't like it.
So that by the time that we get into the general election, when everything is on the line for this country, you can call Michigan or Wisconsin or Minnesota or Nevada or Arizona, and you are on your fucking game. You know how to get people laughing, talking, agreeing, and explain to them how great we're going to make this country under Donald J. Trump in 2024. This is what it's all about. It's not about anything else, man. It's about saving our country.
There is a broader vision
for what this is and what we can accomplish together.
Bobby.
No one's going to save us. President Trump is one man, and he's only as good as his volunteers. It's January. You need to master this. We need to master this, okay, as a team by September. This is what I really want you to understand. I don't want to squeak out a win against Biden. I want to crush that motherfucker by 20. Okay? I want to win in a way that is resounding, where the entire planet fucking stops and starts spinning the other direction.
Jeez. That's from Superman, you plagiaristic fuck. That boy.
Brendan Dilley.
Boy, oh boy. You listen to that. Just go out there and vote, guys. Is there anything else we can play after that that makes everybody feel better about where we're going? Is there any other life coaches offer any other ideas, thoughts? Jeez, man. That guy needs a hobby. Don't you have a kid, Brendan? Go play ball with your kid or, you know, do some art, finger painting. Jeez.
Let's see. We've got only a couple minutes left in the big old show.
What do you
show
think here? A life coach would say to a parent that put his kid in a tank with a shark on vacation of all time? I'd be like,
hung up on that.
Yes. Well, of course I am. I think that is an insane.
I knew that. I said, turn your volume down.
Is it child abuse? I mean, I'm serious. Why would you put your child?
Well, I'm surprised it's allowed.
What? Me too, man.
Right?
Me fucking too.
Think you would have to be 18 to decide to put yourself in as bait.
If you get in
as
the car.
As possible bait.
Here's the problem. Now that kid gets in the car and the parents say, hey, put your seatbelt on. Be like, my seatbelt? You don't give a fuck about my safety. You put me in that shark tank. You suck my dick about this seatbelt. Why would you care about that if you're going to put him? What's the use of taking care of your kid and protecting him and raising him, only to literally throw him in a tank with sharks?
One of the things we're going to be doing going forward, Alex, is we're going to be combating election fraud in all the swing states. We're not going to just sit around and say that the election was stolen and that there's really nothing we can do because the other side kind of controls all the levers of power. We're going to call for fasting and prayer for our elections. Okay. We're going to call for sentinels Liberty Sentinels, yeah, stand up and contend with wickedness in our electoral process.
We're gonna
warn. You know, you read about what happened to Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5 when they lied to the Holy Spirit. They were both struck dead by God in the instant. And we're going to bring that story to bear on everyone who's involved in election fraud. We're going to be saying to them, beware when you do this, because you might just find yourself standing before God a lot sooner than you thought.
You might find yourself standing before God if you do this election fraud. This is that Bill Cook guy talked about last week.
Yes.
Who is the head of the America's Black Robe Regiment.
Oh, God, you weird, weird fuck. Get a hobby, Bill. Find something to do that's not this weird shit.
Listen to the violence.
Shit.
I mean,
on everyone who's involved in election fraud, we're going to be saying to them, beware when you do this, because you might just find yourself standing before God a lot sooner than you thought. And it's not going to be a happy time.
Okay.
Well, when you do.
Okay.
So, nothing would cure election fraud like a couple of people dropping dead in the moment.
Yes. This is the other guy laughing. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Bill,
the other guy,
Bill Cook needs a vacation. You should go to the shark experience in the fucking Bahamas. Go to the shark experience, buy a couple of tickets. You and all your friends.
Play clips like that. All you whiny little pissy babies that are upset at Joy Reid.
Yeah.
What did I just play? What did I just fucking play,
all
you
asshole?
All
she did was say the truth. She said all these white evangelicals that voted for Trump are racist.
Right.
We know this.
And
this
violent.
This ain't news.
Right.
Not news. They're tourists. Excuse me. They're hostages.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll hit you up again on Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app or crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link. crabdiving.com/Amazon helps us out.
Yay.
And see what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and X. And ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Blessed weekends to you all. We will hit you up on Monday.
Fuck Trump.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.